Welcome to video number 3, figuring out your lead niche market. In this specific video, I'm going to help you pretty much brainstorm and get some ideas on which different lead niche markets that you can go into. What I want you to do is jot down things you recently got fixed that may have cost a lot. In terms of things that were done around the house, your apartment, or wherever you might live. Even if you don't own a house, you can do it in an apartment or anywhere else, or have a friend who may have had a roof replaced, and so forth. A lot of these niche markets will deal specifically with house fixing or house construction, maintenance, and things like that. But this can also apply to a lot of other niche markets as well. Now, I'm specifically focusing on the niche markets of the house because a lot of the local lead CPA companies actually deal with these types of home niche markets. Now, you don't have to do that. If you want to go out of the box and create sites, rank them number one, and as a secondary or different revenue stream, sell them and flip them off the bat. That's fine as well. So, for example, we've got roofing leads, electrician leads, plumbing leads, and more. The more specific the niche market is, the better. So you don't want to try to get roofing leads, electrician leads, and plumbing leads. I would focus on specifically one because you really have to dig deep into one. The question here is, what interests you out of all of these? And here's a quick sample list that I have here. We have carpentry, cleaning, can be anything related to cleaning, concrete, electrical, fences, flooring, garage door service, handyman, which seems to be pretty high, electrical, pretty good, HVAC, tends to be very good, landscaping, painting, pest control. So a lot of, some of these can be seasonal, like pest control is usually year-round, but usually during the summer, the pests usually come out of hiding, and then, you know, so you can go seasonal, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, and tile. So what out of this list actually interests you? Now, if you go to google.com/trends, as you can see here, Google recently merged the Insights with the Trends. So basically, Insights would allow you to see a statistical, the data of, you know, keywords that are getting a lot of traffic, places like geography, in terms of which location geographically would be having the higher search volume, and things like that. So if I type in something like HVAC, which stands for kind of heating and air units, if we look at this, we can see it's pretty consistent. But it's peaked at July, June, and July. So basically during the summertime, there's a lot of people searching for HVAC. Now, I'm not going to dive into this right just yet, but if you look over here, you can see which locations geographically are being searched. Like in India, their search volume index of 44. In America, it's 50. And United States, it's 100. Australia, it's 15, and so forth and so forth. So this gives you an idea of the search volume. Now, if wherever you live, you know your place a little better than me, so you might know that, well, all right, we don't have a lot of HVAC, but we might have a lot of roofing. So I type that in here, and I notice here that their peaks are also, looks like April, spring and summer times, and a little bit of fall. But here you notice the roofing, there's a lot of, like the UK has 80, United States has 100, Canada has 76, Australia has 68, India has 14, South Africa has 46, and so forth. And you can dig deeper and deeper and deeper, which I'll show you in the future videos, how to do some basic keyword research and LSI keyword research as we dig down deeper. So right now, I just want you to get an idea of your geographical location and possibly what could be a good niche that you could go into. So I hope that gives you some ideas, because in the next video, we're going to dig deeper and figure out the demographics of that specific niche.